It is summer. It is sweaty. And sometimes that means people show up for work trailing some pungent BO. That got NPR's Yuki Noguchi wondering, how can one tactfully tell a coworker that he or she stinks?
Kath Ludeman Hall was just out of college and a newbie at a staffing firm when she got a very tough assignment, confronting an older retail warehouse worker because his colleagues complained he stank.
The company loved him and wanted to hire him permanently. However, he did have a pretty strong body odor issue.
Ludeman Hall says he was a recent immigrant, hardworking and earnest. 20 years later, she still remembers the details. She brought a kit of deodorant and soap to offer him. In addition to overcoming her own mortification, she says she also had to bridge a difference in how his culture regarded sweat.
As a man, you know, his virility and his masculinity was associated with his smell. You know, are you asking him to redefine who he is to fit into an office, you know, an environment where he's making $4.50 an hour?
The man apologized, complied, and was eventually hired. Steve Fitzgerald is vice president of HR for Avaya, a telecom software firm. He says a global workforce does complicate matters.
There are personal hygiene standards in all societies, and there are times when people deviate from those standards. And when the deviations occur, then I think you enter into that moment as a HR professional where you groan and you think, oh gosh, I've got to go have that conversation.
That conversation, Fitzgerald says, can be triggered in any number of ways. Some people develop odors from eating spicy foods. Some don't wash their hair often.
We have a lot of older workers in the workforce nowadays, and incontinence can sometimes be an issue. Bad breath.
This is sort of like a rite of passage almost.
Margaret Feaster is director of the Knowledge Center at the Society for Human Resource Management, which fields a couple of calls every week from HR professionals asking how to broach the body odor issue. She advises discussing it in private, being direct, and showing compassion for the offender. But really, Feaster says, the people calling in often need their own moral support. I ask her where this ranks in the pantheon of embarrassing talks.
I would say this is probably number one or number two.
Feaster speaks from experience. Years ago, she had the talk with a welder working in a hot manufacturing plant in Alabama.
He was really embarrassed. I thought he was going to cry. I thought I was going to cry.
But then imagine what it's like to be on the receiving end. Jennifer LaChance struggled with severe body odor brought on by anxiety since she was a teen.
I can take several showers a day and still have some degree of odor.
Deodorants, soaps, and medication didn't solve it. LaChance says she abandoned dreams of becoming a teacher because she couldn't bear the thought of sidling up to parents at teacher conferences. Instead, she worked at an insurance firm. She says she tried being open with coworkers and supervisors about her medical issue. Still, increasingly severe emails from HR started to circulate in the office, imploring colleagues to address their BO.
After that email circulates, you've got 100 eyeballs like zeroed in on you, because nothing feels more hostile and just emotionally devastating than that.
LaChance felt deeply embarrassed, immediately left work, and resigned days later.
I just felt like, wow, there's just no place for me. I never wanted to walk in an office again. I don't want to be an offensive person to anybody.
Now she says she's back in school studying medical data management, a job she says she can do largely from home and avoid having body odor be an issue for her at work. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.